The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Mile Rate. It was probably, well, it was a cool day yesterday, but I reckon it was best part of the day we had was last night at Melton. Certainly the action there was pretty good. A few favourites won, so I think overall punters would have been pretty happy with things. Good morning to you, Rob. It was a good night there last night at Melton.
Yeah, it was. Good morning to you, Dan. Good morning, everyone. It was a chilly night at Melton last night. Jack Law continues to show his class and his skills as a driver. He drove in terrific form last night, getting a driving double, and he's certainly one of our top young men in harness racing at the moment, Jack, and he's driving with confidence. He's making good decisions overall, and he was terrific last night. He took out the first with Iconic Major, who was very impressive winning, and of course he took out also On a Highway to Hell, race number 7, with a driving double last night.
Well, the first race of the night, I thought it was one of the wins of the night, Iconic Major. He's only lightly raced. He's very progressive. He's still improving with each run. He just did enough to be able to hold up and lead, but gee, he dominated the race. Iconic Major, trained by Ahmed Tabor, driven by Jack Law to start off the night on a winning note for favourite punters. Delightful Mia, and further back to Bracken Reed CC in America. 28 seconds, third quarter. Iconic Major opened up a good lead on Let's Make Tracks. Down the outside was Foolish Pleasure, but it's all Iconic Major. And Iconic Major's too good for them. Iconic Major beat Foolish Pleasure about 8 metres. Let's Make Tracks was third. Fourth running on out wide was Daylight at Dawn. Then
No, we were probably lucky that we had sort of 1, 2 and 3 across the track. Just the two was able to do enough to just hold out CC in America, otherwise it probably would have got across us, but it worked out all right once the first turn came up.
His run last start was outstanding. I mean, he did a power of work and did a mighty job to run second. I mean, certainly from a last start performance, he deserved to be favourite, and that start obviously was the key to him. He's a lovely horse. He's only had 15 starts, 7 wins.
Yeah, no, he's got a pretty good record. And probably hasn't been right for a couple of those starts as well, so he's definitely got a bit of a future once he puts everything together. And as you say, 15 starts, they're still learning the caper, so he'll win a few more here, that's for sure.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Jack Law, look, regularly you're interviewing him, Rob. The amount of winners that he's getting, but particularly here at Melton, he drives this track so well. He's getting lots of opportunities from many different stables, and he's very consistent. He's very much the punter's pal, and he just seems to get the job done. I think he's one of the best finds that we've had, and we've got a good pool of younger drivers, I think, in the last few years, and Jack's leading the way.
Yeah, no doubt, Danny. And not only that, he's really matured as a young man. I mean, when he first came across, he drove a few winners, and even trying to interview the young lad, you know, he was pretty nervous and reserved with the way he spoke. But, you know, each year he's got better at his public speaking. And last night, again, he just showed his true class as a driver and as an interviewee. He was terrific. And, you know, he's got a great future in the sport, Danny, and he just seems to be getting better and better each time.
All right, going through the other runs, Iconic Major, impressive. My Name Is Jeff was unlucky. You just put a pin through its run. But how did you see the beaten performances in the opening event?
Yeah, look, Iconic Major, I suppose the question was whether he was going to hold the front last night. He was able to kick through inside La Putty and CC in America. And from that point, 154.1 mile rate. Last mile, 154.8. He got away with a 28.1, 30.6 first two quarters. Came home in 28 and 27.8 last quarter. He was too good. 10 Foolish Pleasures racing really well. Very good run last night for Ashley Herbertson and James Herbertson in the second spot. He's certainly worth following. Same with number 9, Let's Make Tracks, for Nick Carbone and David Moran took the drive last night. He's as honest as they come. Doesn't know how to run a bad race. Daylight at Dawn made up good ground into fourth placing, and Bracken Reed not too far away. But really, the horse to follow, the winner, obviously, Iconic Major. But certainly, I think Foolish Pleasure's the horse to follow. There's a win very soon for him.
Race two was the hero claiming pace. Three claims, so there was a ballot. They're all for the same horse, Van Mara, who was won on the ballot by Steve Fennell from South Australia. So you may well see Van Mara venture over to WA. You might be able to rack up a few wins there. He led. He was well supported, but just that little bit of pressure he copped from Arden Voyager made him vulnerable. The race changed complexion a little bit in the run of the first turn because the horse that got in behind the leader probably wasn't the one that everyone expected.
No, well, Van Barra came out of the gate to find a lead. He got there reasonably comfortable, 7.1, 28.4 first quarter, but they backed off 31.1 the second quarter, but he then got pressured. Arden Voyager got keener, went 27.8 down the back home in 27.7, and it made him vulnerable, Van Barra. He got tired over the last 100 metres, and Joni who's been out of the winners list for quite a while for John Justice, who's had the horse back in his stables now for a little while. He was able to lob behind the leader, use the sprint lane and finished off really strongly. And John Justice indicated last night on Trot's Vision the horse was going for a bit of a break, for a freshen up. 10 Glen Averill King ran second, came from back in the field, continues to race well at the moment. Same said with 9 Young Rooster. 3 Van Mara, probably on face V, a little bit disappointing at the finish, but he did get softened up. And Yorkshire also made a little bit of ground from back in the field. They did go over the line in a pack there, but look, all honours to the winner, Joni N. Got the right trip and the right run and finished off taking out race 2 last night.
Race number 3. Interesting race. I'm set to go through itself down in the parade room. Was past fit to run. Looked like it might need the run. End up being a big drifter and ran accordingly. Freemark's Poetry went a bit rough at different stages of the race. Galloped mid-race. Was pulled out of the race. Tea Tree Tommy produced a very powerful burst. Most of his wins, he's been getting up at good odds, Rob, and it's usually when the favourite gallops in the run, and it happened again tonight.
Yeah, look, he's a lovely horse, Tea Tree Tommy. He's such a big horse, and he's got no early speed. He's no good from the stand. They're trying to get him to handle those standing start conditions. And Mick Barbie, as we know, does an amazing job with his both trotters and pacers. Only has a small team, but he dedicates a lot of time to them. And Tea Tree Tommy seemed to be in an impossible position back at the tail of the field, hooked out on the home turn. You could see him winding up. And one thing you know about Tea Tree Tommy, he just keeps coming. And for a horse that's still lightly raced, despite his age of 7, he's got plenty of upside to him. He was terrific taking out last night. Mile rate of 2 minutes 0.5. He came home in 61.5. The slowest two quarters, or the slowest quarter, was certainly the last 31.3. They went 46.2 lead time, 29.7, 30.2, and then came home in 30.1 in a slow last quarter, 31.3. He won. Peregrine Phoenix showed speed to lead. Just, it doesn't convince me. It runs out that 2200 real strong when trying to lead throughout. It was brave, ran second. Wambro Wasted continues to tease and race as well. Finished in third spot. Ma Maka had its chance. Cold de Galibier had its chance behind the leader. Freemark's Poultry never trotted well at all. Even at the start, it didn't trot well and then galloped in the run. And I'm Set to Go, who was the other favourite, as we mentioned. There was a bit of a incident before it went out on the track. Was past fit to run, but certainly needed to run last night. Hatchback went okay, but just worked too hard, didn't it, Dan, last night. And but all honest to the winner, Tea Tree Tommy, just too good.
Race number 4, it was Anywhere Hugo and Brandlow Prince. Chris Venosio trains both of them, but Brandlow Prince was the one the punters really wanted. But Anywhere Hugo, he doesn't often draw well, and he reminded us all that he's a pretty handy trotter, and he was able to dictate with Taylor French. The horses really run for her, and even though the winning margin was narrow, the runner-up, Nephew of Sunoco, was terrific getting so close, and the eye-catcher. I mean, Anywhere Hugo always looked as if he was going to be the horse to beat.
Yeah, well done. You gave it a good push on Trot's Vision last night, Danny, and Anyway, Hugo was able to lead throughout. It was very well rated by Taylor French out in the front for Chris Venosio. 46.8 lead time, wasn't fast. And then she just made it even quarters, 30.5, 30.5, 29.7, 29.3 home. Was able to hold off the challenge of number 7, Nephew of Sunoco, who looked like it was nearly going to win half up the straight, but just might have lost its way knowing where the line is, but ran second. Royal Charlotte trialled brilliantly on Tuesday at Melton. Her run last night was very good. Certainly the stable will be upbeat about her performance last night. Brownlow Prince seemed to have every chance, just didn't finish it off. It was interesting listening to Taylor French talking about Brownlow Prince last night on Trot's Vision. She just said he's not really that type of horse to be sitting behind a leader and sprinting home. So maybe in a more genuine type race, you'll see him doing a bit more work now that he's had three runs back from a spell. And fourth home was the old great mare, Fear Not, in the fifth placing. But look, there's some really good runs in that race. Certainly the first three horses anywhere, Hugo, Nephew of Sunoco and Royal Charlotte. I thought all three were very good.
Race, and of course that's a heat. Those two trotting races, race 3 and 4, make up a final next week, and it'll be a ripper too. What we've seen of them tonight, I think there's quite a few you'd be happy to be backing if they get the right barriers. First leg of the quaddie, this looked one of the most open races for the night. The horse that ended up leading, Boy from Bondi, gee, he looked good. He was well presented tonight. He paced well, but there was nothing there putting pressure on him, and he was able to dictate all the way. In fact, leader's back dominated.
Yeah, well done to Wayne Potter. He's doing a great job with Boy from Bondi since taking over his training. He showed really good gate speed to lead last night, Josh Duggan in the sulky, and it was just too good. Just led, well rated, 45.6 lead time, 30.8 first quarter. Stepped it up in the second, 29.8, and it was a dash home, 28 and 27.5. He just kept getting quicker and quicker as the race progressed, and one thing we know with Josh Duggan, he's a terrific front-running drive. He knows how to rate horses really well, and he did it beautifully last night. Mile rate of 156.3, last mile 156.2, 55.6 last half. He was too good. Torrid Saint found the lead, handed up, had its chance in the straight, battled on well in the second. Loving the Chevy was in the 1-1, also battled on well for third. Fourth was Major Mambo, came from well back, was a good effort. And Explicit Castle had its chance. Others just couldn't get in the race, really. I'm No Outlaw, Maestro, Bellini, Assassinator, Roman Aviator. The race was really dictated by the leader, and horses back in the field had no hope making ground.
Race 6 for the mares, and Spellbound has come over from New Zealand, joining Nathan Purden Stables at the right time. She's a pretty good mare, and there's just a bit of a gap between her class and the other mares in Victoria at the moment.
She was terrific. She was just too good. Had to do some work early. Things didn't go right for her early. 44.6 lead time. Rokosaki in final piece had a bit of a look at each other and parked Spellbound out three wide in the early part of the race. And Stuart McDonald, who's a very good driver, just was able to slot into the 1-1. He waited for the dust to settle. He hooked around and went outside. Final piece, David Murphy electing to hold the front. And just, there was a stage here for a moment down the back that she just wasn't kicking away and putting final piece away. She sort of got 2 metres in front, didn't handle the turn too well. But once she straightened up, we've seen her do that where she can be a little bit lazy. And once she knuckles down, she just pulled away at the finish. She was just too good. 44.6 lead time, as I mentioned, 31.3, 30.6. 27.9 and 28.3 home, mile rate of 157, won by 2.5 metres. It's Major Surprise going really well for Maddie Crove and James Herbertson in the second spot. Delightful Jazz ran on well from back in the field, continues to go well. Atlanta made a race of it down the back straight, but just couldn't sustain it. And final piece, I thought, was pretty brave at the finish. Rokosaki wasn't far behind him. And really, outside of the winner, Spellbound, they're all pretty even. Spellbound was just too classy and too good.
Driven by Stuart McDonald, and this is the way the shortest price favourite for the night got the prize. And Delightful Jazz off the back, 27.9, good going, and it's Spellbound in front, responding, leads 4 metres, final piece battles on. It's a Major Surprise, then you land to Delightful Jazz. Spellbound got away at the 100 though. She balances up from Delightful Jazz, who's making good ground with It's a Major Surprise, but again she coasts to the line, does only what she has to, but wins again. It's Spellbound from It's a Major Surprise, who did a good job stepping up in the better grade of mares.
Yeah, like you said, Rob, didn't start out the way I wanted it to, but managed to lob 1-1, but then had to get our way around to the breeze as they slowed up. And yeah, once she puts her head in front of that leader, she sort of can knock off, and she did that. She did that last start as well. And although once she straightens up, she really finds, and she hears those footsteps coming, and she gets going again. And she Yeah, she hit the line okay. She had done Nathan said to me after the race just then that he'd been a bit easy on her in the couple of weeks that she's missed. But she was good, and I was really happy with the way she went.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Rob, race 7 on a highway to hell. Good sit sprinter, utilising the Garrard sprint lane to victory. That's two times in a row now, but really found the line well. And a good job to hold off Would You Mind, who was brilliant using the sprint lane from three back the inside last week. Jack Laws bringing up his second winner of the night.
Yeah, look, Stingray Tara led in the race, 45.6 lead time, 32.2, 30.4 that first half. It was really, dictated out in the lead. You would have thought Stingray Tara would have fought on. 27.5 down the back, got some pressure by Yankee Goal, but raced really lazy in front, Stingray Tara, and came home in 28.5 and on a highway to hell, who was perfectly driven by Jack Law. For Matt Maguire, doing a really good job with On a Highway to Hell. This is the second time he's won by sitting behind the lead, and I think he's done that before at previous starts as well. And he's got that early gate speed, got into a good spot. He looked like he was going to get challenged and maybe run down by Would You Mind halfway up the straight. Would You Mind made a real dive at it inside On a Highway to Hell, but he just responded at the finish to hold off Would You Mind, who was good again second. Third Radius, terrific. He's absolutely flying. David Barbetti and Ryan Sanderson have really clicked that combination. And a real credit to Radius and to David Barbetti. He's doing a great job with him. Stingray Tara had his chance fourth. And Mongiana looks to be one worth following. Was four back the pegs and really hit the line strongly. Thought it was a really nice run and certainly put that one in your black book.
The fast class for the night, the Tab Young Pedro Free For All, and Josh Aiken just made it look so easy on the quality pace of Max Delight, who led all the way for an effortless victory. Chevy being stoked up as they quickened, but Max Delight still in a low gear at the moment. 2 metres, Gillaby Chevy, 10 away. Then Bonsall Benjamin giving chase, but Max Delight edges clear up to the turn from Gillaby Chevy. They head off the back straight in 27.7. And turning for home, it's Max Delight about 6 metres in front. Gillaby Chevy battles on pretty well. Then Bonsall Benjamin, better be the bomb running on well. But if this was over virtually before it began, and Max Delight trots in. It's a procession. Wins by about 8. Bonsall Benza might have grabbed second right on the line from Gillaby Chevy, and does he work? Look, he's a quality pacer in front. It was just a dash home. In fact, I jokingly said that they might have to yoke him up in the morning and working, because he didn't have to excel at all. It was just a walk in the park.
Yeah, Josh might be getting up and giving him a stride this morning at his father's complex, David Aiken. But well done to the team. He's a classy horse, Max Delight. He's lightly raced. He shows really good ability. 7.1 lead time last night, 29.8, 29.6. He really dictated over the short course of 17.20, and then he just put the foot to the floor. 27.7, both last two quarters for a mile rate of 154.1, and he just proved too good. Second home was 5, Bonsall Benjamin. Continues to race well. He's going really well, this horse. Third home was 6, Gillaby Chevy. I thought his run was full of merit. Nothing wrong with his performance. Rupert of Lincoln was an eye-catching run. Second up, came from a long way back. He was terrific first up, carried a flat tyre. And when you consider his class still, there's a nice race for Rupert of Lincoln somewhere coming up. His effort was good. And Better Beat a Bomb was first up. He'll be improved by that run last night. He definitely needed the run. But again, nothing wrong with his performance. But the race was in the hands of Max Delight. He proved too good last night.
Race number 9, and Class C Spirit had been knocking on the door. No one had been opening the door until tonight, and she was terrific.
She was. Really clever drive by Lisa Miles. She got cross at the start by Carnera. She summed it up pretty quickly, knowing that Carnera would be handing up the front. She came off the pegs to get the retake. And one thing she knows about Classy Spirit, she's more of a grinding type mare where she can sort of get running a little bit. And she kicked away, 46.3 lead time, 31.31.2. And then she dashed home the last two quarters to get home in 60 seconds. Just made it an even tempo. She won by 3 metres. And defeating Del's Destiny, who came from back in the field. Nice effort for Chris Finozio. A Jewel in the Crown, number 10, ran third. Definitely one in the black book. Second up, I think third and fourth up, that horse is ready to win. It was a really nice run. As was Prosthesis. That was the eye-catching run for Kenny Tippett last night. Well done to Kenny. He's put a lot of work getting Prosthesis back at the races. He was off the scene for well over 2 years, and his first up run was terrific. Second up last night was outstanding. Put that one in your black book. I think you can follow A Jewel in the Crown, Prosthesis, both out of that race last night. And Leanne was really brave, did plenty of work and battled on well into fifth placing. But well done to Classy Spirit and Elisa Miles. She really deserved that win last night.
Flying Art was an easing favourite, Alarming Drifter in the last event, and ran accordingly. End up sitting without cover, and he's not that sort of horse. But it was great to see Shannon O'Sullivan, daughter of the legend Jim O'Sullivan, pilot Kiss Me Elvis to victory. It and the runner-up Steph's a Star ended up being the best two backed in the race, and they looked like they were going to find it out a long way out.
Yeah, look, not sure what to make of Flying Arts run, and he's a funny horse. He sort of puts in these real good runs. Every now and then he puts in one a little bit below his best, and last night was certainly that. Kiss Me Elvis, who sat behind the leader, led early, was crossed by Steph's a Star, and always travelled well for Shannon O'Sullivan, who's been driving for Ian Montgrom. I think she's had three drives, I think, for a couple of wins in the second, so she's in form for that stable, and good to see Ian Montgomery getting another winner at Melton. And Shannon O'Sullivan actually was her first driving win at a Metro meeting. Unfortunately, it wasn't a Metro race, but it was actually a Metro meeting for her to be driving her first winner out. And well done to Shannon. She's got loads of talent. She'll be driving at Cranbourne tonight as well, so hopefully she can get a winner. Five Steps to Star, lightly raced, found the lead, just couldn't finish it off last night. Manassas Sky was three back the pegs, ran on okay, Blissful Mind. Look, outside of that, there really wasn't much to talk about. Rock on Playboy wasn't too bad, Bring the Flav, but well done to Kiss Me Elvis and Ian Montgomery and Shannon O'Sullivan, a mile rate of 155.4, taking out the final event last night.
Okay, Rob, that's another episode of The Mile Rate. You've got a busy day. You'll be out at a Cranbourne today.
Yes, I'm heading off to my coaching duties of my under-11 team, Melton Central's, playing Gisborne Giants. If you've got anything to do this morning, come and watch my champs go around. And then heading off to Cranbourne, so I better not yell too much at the kids. So I've got a voice for calling tonight, Dan.
Well, if we hear you losing your voice at Cranbourne Harness, we will know why. Rob, thank you again. Look forward to doing it next Sunday morning. Until then,
happy harnessing.